Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord this morning for another opportunity to look into God's word. So today we are going straight to Luke chapter 3. And we're going to be, looking at the lessons that we can learn from that chapter. And my prayer today is that as we look into God's word, the entrance of God's word will bring light to us and understanding in Jesus' name. So turn your Bibles with me to the book of Luke chapter 3. And the first lesson we're going to be learning is from the first two verses in Luke chapter 3. Verse 1, I'm going to read it very slowly. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, being the governor of Judea, underline the governor of Judea, Herod, the tetrarch of Galilee, underline tetrarch of Galilee, his brother, tetrarch of Tyria, and the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, the tetrarch of Abilene, underline that, and Annas and Caiaphas were high priests. Now look at the names of these guys. They were mighty men. So mentioned in these verses, we have governors, we have rulers, we have, mighty great men. And then we have high priests. And then the Bible says, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. So the word of the Lord left all these mighty men, governors, kingdoms, rulers, princes, high priests, and the word of the Lord came to a man in the wilderness. Now, there is this motivational talk that says your location determines your allocation. Well, as much as I believe that statement, I also strongly believe that if the hand of the Lord is strongly upon you and you carry the anointing, wherever the sole of your feet will touch, you will prosper. Every single place where the sole of your feet touches, that place, in that place, you will prosper. Whether in Egypt or in Canaan. Why? Because you carry the anointing. So John was in the wilderness. Annas and Sapphira's high priests, people were in the palace, temple. People were in the holies of holies, and the word of the Lord came, traveled far to a particular man called John in the wilderness. So it doesn't matter where you are. What is most important is that you have a message. You carry the anointing to proclaim the message of Jesus. And if you have that anointing there and then where you are, God is going to prosper you there. I pray the Lord will open our understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so that's the first thing I want us to pick. And the second thing I want us to learn from Luke chapter 3 is the fact that the first message of the biggest prophet in the Bible before Jesus Christ, prior to, John the Baptist, from John the Baptist down, to Elijah's, to the major and minor prophets in the Bible. Bible says John was the greatest. His first message was the message of repentance. This guy was not going to mince words. He saw the Pharisees and Sadducees coming. He gave it to them. Hot, you brood of vipers. This guy wasn't sweetening. He wasn't coming with sweet tongues. He wasn't trying to impress his members so that they can stay. He wasn't trying to impress anybody. He came strong and hot. And his message was simple. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that was his first message to these guys. And then he baptized them. And if you remember, the first sermon of Jesus Christ was also the message of repentance. And you can find that in the book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 7. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And another thing that John emphasizes on is the fact that you should bear fruit worthy of repentance. You cannot claim that you have repented when we cannot see the fruit, the evidence that you have truly changed, the evidence that you have turned your back against sin, is that we can see the life, we can see the fruit. So it is not by crying, it is not by mourning and saying, Father, I will never do that thing again, I am sorry, blah, blah, blah. You need to trust God for grace and strength to stop that sin. Until then, you have not repented. Repented is changing your ways, not just weeping and crying. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now, two major lessons from John's teaching. The tax collector came and they said to him, "Teacher," that's verse 12, "what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than what is appointed for you. Be contented with what you have." Likewise, verse 14, "Likewise, the soldiers asked him, saying, 'What shall we do?' He said to them, 'Do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely, and be content with your wages. Let what you collect, let it be enough for you. Don't be greedy. Don't be so greedy that you want to work and work and work. Be contented with what you have." May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. And then we see the baptism of Jesus Christ. And the Bible talks about the fact that the heaven opened. A voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." One lesson I want us to learn from the baptism of Jesus, it is the fact that every single believer must go through three major things. Number one, the heaven must be opened concerning you. Number two, you need God's approval. God needs to approve of you. And number three, we need the Holy Spirit. And that approval is very important. It is not by the miracles that you do, the signs and wonders that you do, as much as those things are very important. You need to understand that Jesus had not done a single miracle. He had not even started ministry when God said, "I am well pleased with you." So it is not those gifts that God wants to see. What God wants to see is the fruit, the character. By the time God sees that, and then he sees that you're doing well with your behavior, your character, the way you relate with people, then he is pleased with you. And then finally today, you know, the last part is something that most of us don't even like to read. From verse 23 downward, we have the genealogy of Jesus Christ. I'm just going to say one thing. If you look at Luke chapter 3, down from 23 downward, it started with the genealogy of Jesus Christ, but it started with Jesus Christ down to Adam, you know, down to Adam. So it was from Jesus down to Adam. But if you look at the book of Matthew chapter 1 verse 1, you know, when we're talking about the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, it started from Abraham down to Jesus Christ. So, you know, the first one started with Jesus down to Adam, and then the other one from Adam to Jesus. Now, which one are we supposed to choose? We are not supposed to come from spirit down to flesh. You cannot start with God and end up in the flesh. Let him that stands take heed lest he fall. The ideal thing is to come from the flesh down to perfection, like it was in Matthew. From Abraham, you keep growing from you being 100% a sinner. Bible says we are all born as sinners. So the ideal thing is for you to come from that genealogy of Adam down to the genealogy of Jesus Christ. So it is not good for you to start from Jesus, or you start with Christ and then end up becoming a sinner, or end up your life in hell. But the ideal thing as believers is for us to come from that low level as believers. The day you gave your life to Christ is like you starting from the foundation level, and then you keep growing. You know, the Bible says a little here, a little there, till the day is done. So every single day we are improving till we become 100% like Jesus. And I pray that the Lord will give us that grace and strength to continue the race in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining today's podcast. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.